My name is Carmel Barrett, and my husband Thomas was a grandson of Thomas Barrett. Thomas Barrett was born in 1888. He lived in Courtview in Athenry with his parents, Michael and Mary. He had three brothers and five sisters, and he was one of the first to become a member of the Athenry Company of the Irish Volunteers in 1914. His two brothers and one sister were also highly involved with the Athenry Company. Thomas participated in the Rising Easter Week and was active up to and including Easter Week 1916 under the commanding officer Francis Hines. Drilling and training before the rebellion and after the rebellion were paramount. He responded to mobilisation orders and served with his company at Athenry Agricultural Station, Myoad Castle and Lyme Park. Thomas was arrested after the Easter Rising by the RIC. He was recognised by Maisie Shackleton, who lived in Myoad Castle, for his involvement in the Galway Rebellion. And it was during his occupation at Myoad Castle, along with 11 other men, that Maisie's testimony convicted these 12 men. These men were also known as the 12 Apostles. Thomas was court-martialed in Richmond. He was taken to Galway first, and from there to Arbour Hill, and on to Richmond and Mountjoy, where he was sentenced to 12 months hard labour in Wormwood Scrubs in England. When he was released, he smuggled his prison suit out with him. He rejoined his unit in Athenry and was active during the conscription period and the general election of 1918. Thomas joined the Irish Republican Army and became captain of the 3rd Battalion Unit of the Athenry Company of the Southwest Galway Brigade. He was also a private in the 3rd Battalion Division of the Western Division Company of the Athenry Company Brigade for the Irish Republican Army. He succeeded in officer commanding for Athenry Company in April 1919, and he held this post until he was arrested again in October 1920. Upon his release, he rejoined the Athenry Company and had continuous activity up to 1923. Thomas was one of an active group told for the purpose of destroying enemy supplies and communications. Thomas was engaged in the attempted attack on My Villa RIC barracks in March 1920. He was also engaged in capture of enemy stores for wire, petrol and bicycles in three separate operations in June and July of 1920, and engaged in attack on Booking RIC barracks in July 1920 and burning of Myoad Castle in September 1920. He was assaulted in RIC Bycott and did IRA police duty and was arrested in November 1920 and interned in Galway and Ballykinley Camp. He was released in December 1921, and on his release he rejoined his company. Thomas married Mary Ellen Riley in 1928 and they had six children. Margaret, his only surviving daughter, says that her dad never told about what happened during the 1916 Rising or his time spent in prison, as she was too young.